Oh yes, the crybaby bar. My employer, as the house musician and host of the dreaded Tuesday night open mic. They want you to play covers at the crybaby bar. Country roads take me home to the place I belong. Mama, take this badge from me. Bows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air. I know it's late. I know you're weary. I know your plans don't include me. And this bar is made for drinking, not thinking. Unless you're thinking about drinking. Wait, that's me, my song. That's a hairy one that went solid gold when the line dancing craze was on. This bar is made for drinking, not thinking, unless you're thinking about drinking. Yes, more and more of my own stuff these days. No one's listening. The audience has phones in its hands, limp digits, and shut eyes. It's the loneliest time on the planet out there now. Every face lost between the here and the there. The here, there. The there, here. Keep pecking. Keep swiping. Thumb your life away. Because when you look up again, the heart monitor flatlining, and you'll try to thumb it, wipe it, swipe it, that monitor clean, swipe left, swipe right, dig at the top right of the screen to haul it diagonally, hit, 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 press the lower volume button. You can't. It's over. The crybaby for French fries, for all the ketchup you can eat, and $100 Canadian a night. How did it come to this? How did Harry get here? How did he fall into a state of such need? The eagles came and ate my liver. I, Prometheus, who stole fire and gave it to the world. Ask the young me, how did you fall into this? It really came together for me after the Codeine Shirley night. To explain, let's see. There was Codeine. There was Shirley. There was night. The devil spilt ink down the back of my neck that night. An angel pulled me in the broom closet. I dropped the Po and went with Harry, that's it. Harry, no Jacobson. I released the album Sunshine Peaches as Harry. It went gold, diamond, platinum. I never knew those designations. Success, though. Going by Harry. I had discovered my true self. The real me with just that one name. Harry with all else. Dropped and gone. Yeah, my own stuff, my music. The stuff that makes Harry, Harry. See, you're always getting started in music. No matter what you've done. And we know I went as far as you can go. The 100,000-seat stadium from Buenos Aires to Tokyo, Japan. Harry, the jets, the Malibu homes, the racehorses imported from Brazil. Harry, having Pink Floyd and its round screen open for me at the Hollywood Bowl. Yes, getting started always. I'm sure it's true of each walk of life. It's true of life. You cloud walk, then you go to step, and uh-oh, there's nothing except down, 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 earthward, to this stage at the crybaby bar. Hi, everybody. I'm Harry. I cloud walked. I fell to earth. I have a djembe, however you call it, a drum, a handmade African drum strapped under my chair. I got the drum from its maker, a man on the docks of Cape Town, South Africa, when I was on tour with the homeless. I can't tell you how I tie the skin to the drum bass, said the drum seller. That would be giving away trade secrets. Well now, that's what Harry plans to do. Give away his trade secrets. I don't believe in keeping trade secrets. I believe in sharing everything you have learned in this life. When you come to that, then you begin learning. The djembe, D-J-E-M-B-E. The drum is ratcheted by straps under my chair. I have a batter. The kick pedal from a proper drum kit set up on the floor. Backwards so my left heel operates it. At my right side is a hi-hat. You know, that two-cymbal click item you see on drum kits. My left foot, the ball of the foot, works the hi-hat. I look like that clapping monkey you wind up. The drum and hi-hat give me a chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, chick-boom, chick-boom. A combination that makes my rhythm section no need for a drummer. Bass, as in bass guitar? Well, that's the land of my thumb, my right thumb. Rhythm and lead? Well, they are my fingers, my right fingers. I need a hard jazz pick. Sometimes I use an old-time medicine bottle as a slide. I use number 13s for strings, the heaviest gauge I can find. Hands. Harry has powerful hands because he was born to play, like the way some writers are born to write. Also, whoever picks up the guitar will not like the heavy feel of those number 13 strings. Gimmicky, gimmicky. The gimmick forms the basis of show business. And for guitar players, it's all gimmicks. Walk into the crybaby bar, hear my sound, you will say, wicked, a real guitar player. But is it Harry? The Harry? But he was famous. What's he doing here? Then your lip eases off its tooth. The high wire act, the sword swallowing, the once famous, it gets dull. Hooked up to $100 PA system and playing this poorly modulated drum outfit alongside of him. Fyodor Mikhail Dostoevsky. It doesn't matter the performance nor the political speech. 20 minutes in and you want to leave. Yes, I play guitar well enough to dispense with bass, rhythm, and lead players. Other musicians, that is to say. My sound is down-tuning to an open F. I have been using finger picks lately. Plastic on the thumb and metal on the fingers. I started this crybaby gig with a harmonica. They get in the way of your face, and if you have a beard, a whisker wedges between the metal and the brass of the mouth holes. People think you're the cleverest thing in the world, tonguing holes up and down the brass, the wood, the tin. But strap a bell to your ankle and see how they react, how they cross the road with their children. Gimmicks, what I have stood for. Look at me now, though. A stool with a drum and a hi-hat alongside me, reduced to the obvious. It's a show-off world. The whole racket across all genres of music, from dress to lifestyle, to weird ways of speaking, to needs, to preferences, to I have never touched a snow shovel. And let me wipe down this chair before I sit on it and talk to you. It's the county fair. The county fair with its creepy workers and ultra-creepy performers. It's the circus carne in the flesh. The body carnival. It's the town hall, the pit where the color TVs are tossed in. That's the world of music, the world of art. That's the world. Yes, my guitar is tuned to an open F chord. What is a chord? Two or more notes that sound okay together, or that do not sound okay together. What is an F? It's the notes F, G, A, B flat, C, D, E, and F again. And what is the open part? The open part is the strum of the strings over the face of the guitar with no finger application to the fretboard. And why do I do this alternate tuning, this slack tuning? Well, it keeps the flies away, the bar flies. I do it so no drunk musician makes their way up to hound me to play. And oh yes, 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 have played all their lives at parties at home, at the open mic Tuesday downtown, at Fortune Frank's, and now at the Crybaby Bar. This is the thing that really defines me as a person. It's who I am. Yes, I drink and occupy space on a bar stool. But a musician is what I am. Can I play a song, Harry? I just teach English, work as a plumber, sell clothes, just to pay the bills, and say I actually do something at a party. A musician is who I am. Can I play a song, Harry? I used to announce before the show, does anyone want to come up before I start and play your song? If so, do it now. No chance later. No? Nobody? Then we're good? Nobody? Well, all right. Here's Country Roads. No one has the courage to come up. Courage comes after four drinks. Hounding at five drinks. Six, seven, eight, and nine. Pleading comes at nine. Always, always there is someone there when the night moves on. because that looks like fun up there. What you do, Harry, it's a way to get girls. Isn't that right, Harry? No, it's not right. Unless they're hiding under my cot at the Tarantula Arms. Oh, the closet virtuosos. Before I screwed around with the tuning and put the guitar into an open F. Is it mean to do that? I try to be crafty to hide my vindictiveness. Is this what I have become? Let's just say the cat element is in you. Study yourself. I give the pre-show invitation, that's enough. My humanity is there. Still, 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 but Harry, one song, my sister passed away, and I wrote a song for her. It's called Strawberries, because that's what she would eat in her cornflakes. That actually sounds interesting. So can I play your guitar, Harry? Now that you're taking a break, my friends at the table, they won't leave me alone. They want to hear Strawberries. Go ahead, I say. My guitar in the slack F tuning. You have to be tough in this business, though. It's real estate and used cars, the stage for the guitar player. How they persevere. Love my warm seat after I'm off to the bar. I glance over my shoulder, they sit, get comfortable, fashion a G over the strings. I'm at my bar stool now. Down at the bar end by the window, my spot. Listening but not looking up now. I also screwed up my amplifier, my guitar amplifier, the settings before I left. The bass is at maximum, the mid-range and treble at zero. The reverb is cranked. I sit at a stool and try to at least wait before I order my drink. Every time I come here, I try not to drink. Bring me a beer, Swig. Calvin Swig of the Crybaby Bar, bartender ordinaire. He's ignoring me, of course. Oh, what a terrible sound from the stage. I won't look. I can't.
Harry, can I get some help up here?
This comes as a remote request. I turned off the microphone, too. Tell me you're not like Harry in some small way. I tipped our bartender extraordinaire Calvin Swig $5 a while back. I should not have. It set up expectancy. I think I was drunk. I must have been. Some nights the bartender's Swig is good. Some nights bad. We're all like this. Up, down, all over this stinking town. Roller coaster rusty. Bed spring dusty. I asked the Swig for a cigarette on another occasion. That was a mistake. He gave one in a grandiose display. I shouldn't have asked for it, but it's the way I control smoking. Oh, the terrible sounds from the stage now. I turn and see another defeated. I watch to see how he sets that guitar so properly on its stand.
The power switch on the amp. Let the red light go out.
I gotta go up and do it. And I do. And when I get on the stage, he's lingering. It's all out of tune, Harry. I couldn't play that guitar. I'm free. I'm back at my stool. But the horrid music now. It's coming through the speakers. Is it house music? I think that's what they call it. Calvin Swig put it on. He places a beer at my stool. This is nice. But I'm not tipping him tonight. I wish I had a smoke. How about turning that down, I say. He looks at me and the expression ripples down through all the ages of man. He doesn't even look toward the volume button. What's my story, Harry's story? My story is one of rags to riches to rags. But if I have it my way, it will be back to riches. For someone like me, that's better. You see, I have a song. I don't even want to speak of it, but I have a song. It's my Goldberg Variations, except it's not a variation. It's a song that explains the meaning of this. This, what we lived through. I had it all along. I never recorded it. And now is the time. I'm angry with my lot at the crybaby bar and the tarantula arms. I'm getting out. I'm going back up on the marquee lights where I belong. Harry, tonight. Harry, and tonight. I'll play it here at the crybaby bar.